On August 15th, David Wright, the third baseman for the New York Mets, was struck in the head by a fastball traveling 94 miles per hour. Wright suffered a concussion, and he returned to the lineup this week wearing a newfangled batting helmet that's designed to offer additional protection against wayward pitches. There's just one problem. The helmet is big. Too big, it turns out. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
What's going on here with the big helmet?
Well, you know, Wright wore this thing on Tuesday and Wednesday. This new helmet is supposed to withstand pitches of up to 100 miles per hour. So he wore it a couple times, then he abandoned it on Thursday. He said he just wasn't comfortable. He didn't want to be distracted by the fit, constantly having to adjust the helmet while batting. And that's all understandable. This new helmet, the S100, is made by Rawlings. It is a lot heavier and bulkier relative to the standard helmet in baseball. But I think as with any new technology, there's going to be some adjustment period. You know, frankly, there's been more talk about how the oversized helmet made David Wright look like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones than about how it might protect him were he to be beaned again.
Well, regardless of what fashion statement it makes, baseball is requiring all of its minor league players to wear this new helmet starting 2010, but not the big leaguers.
Even when safety changes do seem obvious in sports, sports are pretty slow adopters. Baseball helmets weren't worn at all until the early 1950s, and that was more than 30 years after a player was killed by a pitched ball. They weren't required in baseball until 1971. It took the death in 2007 of a minor league first base coach, Mike Coolball, who was struck by a line drive in the neck, for the sport to require that on-field coaches wear helmets.
Why do you think that is? Why is it that change in the name of safety is so difficult to impose in sports?
I think there are a few reasons. One is, indeed, comfort. What players are used to when they play. Playing a sport at this level, it's a delicate mix of balance, strength, coordination, muscle memory. Altering that chemistry alters performance, and players historically have viewed equipment as a matter of choice, and they have lobbyists on their behalf in the form of their unions. So even when you get a rash of frightening incidents in baseball, and we've had that this season, and even when data show a record percentage of hit batters this decade, it's still difficult to impose change. That's also been the case in football, too, where the helmet is arguably even more important.
Yeah, I would assume that concussions are more common in football than in baseball, but the National Football League has not mandated a particular helmet either, has it?
No, there are several football helmets on the market designed to offer additional protection against concussions. Some of them have radically different designs and looks, but not all of them are stocked by NFL teams because the league has business agreements with particular manufacturers. Same thing in baseball. Rawlings is the official helmet supplier in the majors and the minors. And this issue of comfort is huge in the NFL, too. Only a small minority of players wear the new big-domed helmets. And it's not just helmets. Players are wearing less padding in the NFL than at any time since the early 20th century. They want to be lighter and quicker, but the question is, at what risk?
I can remember when the first goalie in the National Hockey League decided to put a mask on. It seemed pretty odd. It made the cover of Sports Illustrated,
yeah.
I recall. But ultimately, it became normal. It became the rule. Things do change sometimes.
Yeah, and the idea here in making the minor league players wear the new batting helmets is that they'll keep wearing them when they get to the majors. You know, in football, you've got Peyton Manning of the Indianapolis Colts. He wears one of the bigger protective helmets. It's got a piece that curves down his jawline. You know, that doesn't look so silly anymore where it might have a couple of years ago. Players see this. Maybe some follow suit. More little leagues, high schools, colleges start wearing these helmets, and studies are conducted, data are compiled, leagues and unions negotiate. In the meantime, you just hope that players don't shun the better equipment because it makes them look like a cartoon character, and you also hope that no one gets killed on a field because he wasn't wearing the safest available equipment.
All right. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis is the author of A Few Seconds of Panic, A Sports Writer Plays in the NFL, and he joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.